Well, thank you very much. I think it's obvious we're going to have another session sometime, but
okay.
I think that's enough for now. You say this report was written in 57 by...
In 57, Yardley Beers, that's B-E-E-R-S, from somewhere in this country. I'm not sure where he came from, but I came across his name again recently, here somewhere. And he was visiting Sydney for a few months on some scheme or other. Was partly with... Well, he was, I think, a physical chemist or something like that, or chemical physicist, whichever is which. And he was partly with similar types in our National Standards Laboratory, and partly working with us. And he produced a very interesting report, which I came across again just last year, and it struck home to me what an opportunity was missed, really, that he set out quite a few interesting lines worth looking at that have been found since, others that haven't, and suggesting further possible studies, laboratory and otherwise. And I suppose really it wasn't followed up, because that was the time when there was great pressure for the big dish, and people were being putting all their efforts into antenna developments at that time, telescope developments. And also, as I said, Pawsey's influence was sort of dropping down, and if he had wanted to, he probably didn't feel so free to push things.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
I think perhaps 58 it would have been, not 57.
I'd like to have a copy of that.
Yeah.
That ends the interview with Frank Kerr on October 3rd and getting into October 4th, 1971. We've had enough for one day, but we still need to talk some more about the early field stations, other than those by the sea, in the late 40s in Australia, and other developments in Australian radio astronomy in the 50s and the early 60s besides the Parkes dish, particularly the collaboration with the Dutch about the 21-centimeter galaxy, and other goodies like that.